fight I got on those planes. My seat can't go back, and the guy in front of me can't. He's all the way back. And I'm leaning up on his front of those.
Oh, God, I've done that. Misery.
Call the House Committee on Judiciary to order April 11th, 2011. We're going to be going out of order. Going to open a work session on House Bill 3085.
Co-chairs, members of the committee, House Bill 3085 would require a healthcare provider to notify law enforcement if the provider becomes aware of the result of a routine blood test that a patient who that provider knows was operating a motor vehicle in a motor vehicle accident has a controlled substance in their blood. And I'll remind that there a law of this sort already exists for blood alcohol. This expands it to controlled substances. There is an amendment that has been advanced by, it was the result of a quick work group that happened on this. What that amendment would do is it would essentially change, first of all, right under the intro version, it would be the healthcare provider who is obligated to make the report. The dash one amendment changes that to the healthcare facility rather than the individual who's actually performing whatever healthcare is necessary. Secondly, it would add the testing of urine, any controlled substance, to the mandatory reporting requirement. That amendment has not yet been introduced and adopted. The fiscal on this, there is no revenue impact. The fiscal came back indeterminate. Quote, passage of the bill may have a fiscal impact to county and state law enforcement through additional court time for law enforcement officers involved in these driving under the influence cases. However, the increase, if any, of the number of driving under the influence cases as a result of this bill is indeterminate.
Do we need to have any debate on the amendment?
I think so. Mm-hmm. If anybody here has a talking about it, yeah, you could just ask. So you want me to move the dash one and then have a discussion?
Okay, we're in a work session. Mr. Chairman, move that House Bill 3085, I'm sorry, the dash one, so 3185 be adopted.
Representative Barker, move the dash one amendments into House Bill 3085. Any discussion on the amendments? The amendments are in.
Move House Bill, Mr. Chairman, I move House Bill 3085 as amended to the floor with the due pass.
Representative Barker has moved House Bill 3085 as amended to the floor with the due pass. Discussion? Concerns? Call the roll, please.
Representative Nolan?
Excused.
Representative Olson?
Aye.
Representative Shoffler?
Aye.
Representative Hene?
Aye.
Representative Vaughn?
Aye.
Representative Lismuth?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Hicks?
Excuse.
Co-Vice Chair Barrett?
Aye.
Co-Chair Krieger?
Aye.
Co-Chair Barker?
Aye.
House Bill 3585 is amended. 3085. Pass.
I'll carry.
You want to carry it?
Yep.
Barker will carry it. Are you ready for closing?
No, I'm waiting on a hard copy. Let's go to 3126, if that's all right. Or wait, I'm sorry. 3128.
Open a work session, House Bill 3128.
And co-chairs, members of the committee, House Bill 3128 will proceed in its introduced version. This is a bill that allows somebody to voluntarily end the suspension of their driving privileges by surrendering their license. You may recall this is Representative Olson's bill, conversation centered around individuals with Alzheimer's or other conditions who shouldn't be driving. This would essentially help alert law enforcement that these aren't necessarily people to be arrested, but rather caregiven. There is a minimal impact associated with this and no revenue impact.
And no amendments.
And no amendments.
Mr. Chair, I move that House Bill 3128 to the House floor with the due pass recommendation.
Okay, Representative Olson has moved House Bill 3128 to the floor with the due pass. Any discussion? Call the roll.
Representative Nolan?
Excused.
Representative Olson?
Aye.
Representative Shopler?
Aye.
Representative Tomei?
Aye.
Representative Wan?
Aye.
Representative Lindman?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Hicks?
Excused.
Co-Vice Chair Garrett?
Aye.
Co-Chair Krieger?
Aye.
Co-Chair Barker?
Aye. House Bill 3128 goes to the floor with a due pass. Representative Olson, you want to carry it?
Affirmative. Thank you.
Okay. Open a work session on House Bill 3041.
Co-chairs, members of the committee, the introductory version of House Bill 3041 authorizes the district attorney to seek forfeiture of animals alleged to have been abused in criminal cases. Current law allows for the impoundment of abused animals to a county animal shelter or other animal care agency if there's a criminal action pending, but it's presently that filing must be done by the animal shelter or other facility. This would expand that law to allow the district attorney, as part and parcel of their prosecutorial effort, to go ahead and make that filing for forfeiture. Just a second. 3041 is also expected to have a minimal fiscal impact and no revenue impact. There are no amendments that need adoption.
Mr. Chair, move House Bill 3041 to the floor with a due pass. Representative Barker has moved House Bill 3041 to the floor with a due pass. Representative Whitson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate the testimony, and I think there's good intention here. I've been advised by my animal team and recommended, and I will be voting no on the bill.
Any other concerns?
I would be interested, Mr. Chair, who his animal team is. I mean,
animal kennel.
Oh, okay.
Kennel. They were concerned, Mr. Chair. They were concerned about the fact that it says alleged to have been abused. Was the concern they had that that wasn't clarified enough. So maybe it will be on the floor.
Maybe we should clarify it on the floor.
Okay, call the roll. Representative Nolan? Excuse. Representative Olson? Aye. Representative Shopler? Aye. Representative Tomei? Aye. Representative Wan? Aye. Representative Lindman? Nay. Co-Vice Chair Hicks? Excuse. Co-Vice Chair Garrett? Aye. Co-Chair Krieger?
Aye.
Co-Chair Barker?
Aye. Okay, House Bill 3041 goes to the floor with a due pass. Anyone like to carry it? Representative Olson is going to carry it.
Okay,
open a work session on House Bill 2741.
And co-chairs, members of the committee, House Bill 2041 designates the emergency communications account as a trust account to be used exclusively for the uses and purposes declared in that statute, which is basically a support for the 911 infrastructure and system. It would make explicit that the state of Oregon has no proprietary interest in this account and is contractually obligated to utilize the contents of the account only as designated within that statute. The fiscal impact statement was just returned a moment ago, and I'll quote from it. In essence, the legislature established the tax for emergency communications in the emergency communications account with limited exceptions. The legislature considers any money authorized by statute as state money available for governmental purposes. The legislative fiscal office believes this measure warrants a subsequent referral to the ways to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. And there is no revenue impact.
The reason it goes to Ways and Means is it's essentially shielding this off.
Okay,
and it's sort of a sweep, so it's going to have budgetary implications.
It doesn't. I mean, it legally can't do that. That's only.
Take that up. I do want to take this conversation on the record.
Yeah, let's have a conversation.
I'd like to have a conversation on the record. Sure.
Ask the question.
Discussion.
Why does it need to go to Ways and Means? It doesn't change anything about the budget.
And co-chairs, Representative Wand, I'm quoting from a conversation with fiscal, as this referral is not explicitly my idea, but my understanding is that the reason for the referral is essentially what this is doing is creating a lockbox against something that would otherwise be available for sweep. For that reason, it could have budgetary implications, even though it's not going to create any additional funds, just sort of by the negative of not being able to get out that money if the legislature were to determine that it was necessary.
No lockbox we create by statute is any more of a lockbox than the status quo. But that's
it, it is, except for we have to have a vote on the House floor with a bill to unlock the box, and you want to be on record of voting to take 911 money. That's you know, I understand why it's there. There's another bill somewhere else do the same thing. I can't remember what the issue was there.
Co-chairs and co-chair Krieger, I believe actually there are four bills floating around in various committees that would be using this methodology. I don't know, of course, what their status is, but trying to shield off budgetary.
Well, yeah, Mr. Nutt, just one final question. Just, are we required under the rules to send this to Ways and Means because you had this conversation?
And co-chairs,
showing my you know, my lack of experience here,
Representative Wand, this is fiscal's recommendation as to the disposition. I don't know if that's binding on the co-chairs. I think it's meant to be somewhat persuasive.
No. We could find out and see if Ramona comes up.
we could stand it.
Chair, within the rules to rescind a referral the way it means, but we may get the Speaker's office come down here yelling at us.
Actually,
you know, Mr. Chair, if you want to, why don't you take a recess for a short break here and give them a call down there, just to confirm so you don't get yourself.
Committee, stand in recess. and open the, we'll close the work session on House Bill 2741 and open a work session, House Bill 3025.
Co-chairs, members of the committee, House Bill 3025 would clarify that the district attorney of any county has the right to take control of the prosecution of misdemeanors from any justice or municipal court within that county. The fiscal has just come in, and again I'll quote from it, this as well has come back indeterminate. The bill would allow a district attorney to take control of the investigation, prosecution of any misdemeanor committed in the county served by the district attorney. It would be up to the DA as to which misdemeanors to take control of. This bill would potentially transfer costs from the municipal or justice courts to the circuit court and to the Public Defense Services Commission for the public defense costs. The number of cases that DAs may choose to take control of is not known, and the fiscal impact to the agencies involved is indeterminate. The total fiscal impact would be in direct proportion to the number of cases DAs take control of. Cities and counties would have an indeterminate cost savings.
There are no amendments.
And there's no sending it anywhere.
There's no sending it.
Okay. Yeah. And committee, if you recall, this was the case that came out of Clatsop County, and we had a letter from the Attorney General's office from Mary Williams that said this was the law already. And there was an ambiguity because the city didn't believe that. And this is just clarifying it, as Justice Burr told us, if you put it in plain English, it helps the appellate courts.
Mr. Chair, there's no opposition. Then.
City of Astoria and the Justice Court and the Public Defender's Wife of the City Judge. It's some mess. I don't know how it is.
Domestic dispute.
Yeah.
Ready.
Sure, I would like to move House Bill 3025 to the floor of the due pass.
Yeah, okay. Representative Kruger moves House Bill 3025 to the floor of the due pass. Is there any discussion? Representative Wong.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. Just real quick, I'm concerned about us making a statewide policy based on an issue that's more local in nature. I could get over that, except for the fact that I have several municipal courts in my district that have specifically asked me to be a no vote on this, so I'm going to defer to them. I may be a yes on the floor, but I just want to put that on the record. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chair, I'm going to support this, but I do find it very unfortunate that we're right in the middle of this whole brouhaha, and that, unfortunately, I think the law is quite clear.
Yeah.
It can't be interpreted that way.
Thank you, Representative. And I agree with you on that, and one of the concerns we had when we discussed this earlier was that it's going to result in litigation. It'll cost the state a lot of money when it should just be done. So thank you.
Yes, yeah. Mr. Chair, thank you. I think it's important that it's noted that this is permissive. It does not say right. Shall, but it says may.
Yes.
So I will be in support of this.
Thank you. Okay. Further discussion? Call the roll.
Representative Nolan.
Excuse.
Representative Olson.
Aye.
Representative Schaffler.
Aye.
Representative Tomei.
Aye.
Representative Vaughn.
No.
Representative Glisman. Representative
Business?
Yay.
Co-Vice Chair
Garrett?
Excuse. Co-Vice
Chair
Garrett?
Aye.
Co-Chair Krieger?
Aye.
Co-Chair Barker?
Aye. Motion carries. Carrier, Representative Boone. Ask for this.
I'd ask for us to stand.
Okay. Committee, stand at ease for a moment, please. Open the committee on judiciary. We're going to carry over House Bill 2741, House Bill 3126, and House Bill 3251. Is there any further business to come before the committee?
Yeah.
Okay. Adjourned.
Okay.